Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Janet Choplik with loveofthelittlethings.blog. Today I'll be telling you all about Killarney, Ireland. On my website, loveofthelittlethings.blog, you're going to see a lot of different travel tips, top five must from a family perspective. There's a lot of very affordable places that you can take your family that are very appealing. One such place is Killarney, Ireland. All of us are doing ancestry, things like that. But what attracts me to Killarney, Ireland is being of Irish descent. Visiting Ireland is more than just a place to see. It's a place to share my Irish ancestry with my children, kind of explore it. It helps a sense of belonging and maybe even a little pride. As you roam the same street as your family once did, you can kind of get that feeling of deja vu. Killarney is a town on the shores of Loch Lon, in southwest Ireland. It's in Kerry County. Whether looking for a romantic getaway or a family trip, this is definitely a must-see. The top five that I would recommend for Killarney, Ireland, as far as a place to stay, Victoria House Hotel, hands down, is one of the best. And here's why. So at Victoria House Hotel, be prepared to be welcomed home. They, whether you arrive just to center or not, they're very friendly, warm. It overlooks Killarney itself, so it's a breathtaking, beautiful view of the national park. The Victoria House Hotel is very affordable and conveniently located. From its spacious rooms and filling Irish breakfast to its lovely views of Killarney itself, it's sure to impress. Rooms are individually decorated in a lovely country house style that speaks more of an Irish family than a hotel stay. So this is definitely a quaint home away from home situation. It also features private showers, so you don't have to worry about sharing, satellite TV, and tea and coffee making facilities. In addition, it has all the comforts of home, such as irons, hair dryers, telephones, even free Wi-Fi. If you go hungry while staying at the Victoria House Hotel, that is your own fault. Every morning, you'll be treated to a variety of different kinds of breakfast. It always includes fresh coffee and yummy homemade scones, but it's various tastes of Ireland. In addition, you get light snacks that are served all day long. There is a lunch and dinner that it can only be described as exemplary. There's something to tempt all palates, including vegetarians. Just simply let the Victoria House Hotel know in advance what your likes and dislikes are, and they try to accommodate. They are conveniently located beside the National Cycling Path and the jaunting cars. There's a walking path right there. And breathtaking views of the surrounding mountains and woodlands. Bikes can actually be hired from the reception desk itself for a very reasonable price. Even if you don't normally bike or hike, you're going to want to at least walk in the wondrous mountains and wonderlands there. The woodland is just, pictures don't do it justice. On the website, you're going to see a lot of pictures of it, but it just doesn't do it justice. One of my cousins actually went there as well, and he's like, yeah, you just, unless you're there, unless you've gone, you just don't know how beautiful it really is. The Killarney National Park is another place that you absolutely are going to want to see. One of those locations within the national park itself is the Torque Waterfall. It's beautiful. It is also one of UNESCO's biosphere reserves. It was made that way in 1981 due to the quality and high ecological diversity of habitats in the area. There's running trails. There's even castles in this particular park. And the night view of Ross Castle is definitely a do not miss. Ross Castle is located on the shore of Loch Lon itself. It's a 15th century castle, and it's truly one of a kind. Over the centuries, the castle and surrounding lands, all of which now make up Killarney's National Park, were transferred from conqueror to conqueror, and you can kind of see how each group built onto it. Ross Castle was actually one of the last in Ireland to succumb to the infamous Cromwell forces, which is very impressive. If these walls could only talk, the history would simply be amazing. The foundations of the castle were once surrounded by a fortified barn, complete with towers defending its curtain walls. Two of the towers remain today. Sometime after 1688, the castle was used as a barracks, and the barn subsequently was removed as additions were made to the south side of the castle. Ross Castle does experience high volumes of visitors, particularly during the summer months. This makes spring and fall the most ideal time to visit. So if it were me, I would take my family spring or fall. One of my favorite things within Ross Castle to see was the 16th and 17th century oak furniture that's on display. You can see it online as well. Once again, you know, this doesn't do it justice to see pictures. The stock photos aren't going to give you the real feel of what you're able to get. There are accommodations for those with disabilities. Simply make a request prior to your visit, and access is available to the ground floor. Now, there are no elevators or ramps to the upper levels, so it is only the ground floor that those with disabilities can go to. Dunloe Castle is also within these properties, and this is an Anglo-Norman castle, so it's got a totally different look and a totally different feel than Ross. So if you're a sucker for castles and waterfalls, this is a park that's going to take you more than one day to go through. Visitors are warned in advance to enter the castle and the wall walk at their own risk. You want to wear good walking shoes or boots to access the castle, and care should always be taken, especially if traveling with children. Those under the age of 16 should only enter the construction when accompanied by an adult. So this is not a place you want to let your kids just run loose in, but it is some place that your kids will want to see. And they do wish for everyone to remember that this is a historical site and not a garbage can. Sadly, some people choose to drop waste along the way, and it really does discourage. It just looks so bad, and it gives Americans a bad name when we do that. O'Connor's Traditional Pub. You can't visit Ireland without going to a pub, and O'Connor's Traditional Pub is a little mom and pop. It's absolutely something that you're going to want to see. It offers real, authentic Irish experience. Its atmosphere is pure Ireland. Think the cheers of Ireland. You're welcomed as if you're family the moment you're entered. The Irish experience includes whiskey, beer, gin. There are tasting nights. Plus, you get to pull your own pint of Guinness while listening to live music. Not every place can you pull your own pint. I recommend joining them for an evening of Irish whiskey tasting. After all, I'm a whiskey girl myself. They feature a wide range of flavors, including Dingle Single, Single Malt, West Cork Black, West Cork 10-year-old. There's a wide variety of whiskeys. And of course, Ireland's kind of known for that. So you don't want to miss out. But this is a family location as well. The Loft Restaurant that is right there in O'Connor's Traditional Pub, also known as Teddy's Pub, features a wide variety of authentic Irish food. Personally, I recommend you try the cottage pie or the bangers and mash. But I do have their actual menu featured online, so you can kind of see the prices in advance. It's very affordable considering you're in a foreign country, and it's a little bit more expensive than McDonald's, but not by much, really. Another beautiful site that I would recommend is St. Mary's Cathedral. Killarney is famed throughout the world for its scenic and historic treasures, and St. Mary's Cathedral is one of these. It's surrounded by the stunning mountain range, and there's lakes. The cathedral is also known as Our Lady of Assumption, but the locals, they call it St. Mary's. Now, fun fact, St. Mary's is a Catholic cathedral. Those of you that don't know about Ireland, in Ireland, there is actually the Protestants wear orange, and the Catholics wear green. Thus, the national flag is green, white, and orange. There is a Protestant majority today, but at one point in time, Catholics were the majority here. St. Mary's is full of Irish history, tradition, and spiritual well-being. Everyone is welcome at St. Mary's. So definitely you'll want to check it out. On the website, I do have posted different times for church and mass. Contact the church directly, and you can even get a tour when it's not there. When they're not having church mass. Around the 4th of July, if you're in the area, they do shoot off fireworks right there at St. Mary's, which is a sight to see. And I do have a picture online of that, to be up in the church tower and seeing those fireworks go off is just absolutely amazing. Now, I do also include in all of my travel blogs information on currency and climate, important things you need to know. The currency in Ireland is euro. Foreign exchange bureaus are widely available in most banks, so that will definitely help you. Tourist information offices and even airports will also have the foreign exchange bureaus. But I recommend checking with your credit cards in advance. Your credit cards and your debit cards are actually going to convert automatically, so you don't have to worry about euros and whether or not you spend them in advance. They do take Visa Debit, MasterCard, and American Express. Those are accepted all throughout Ireland. The climate, well, I live in Iowa. So the song Four Seasons in One Day, it could have been written about, well, either Iowa or Ireland. So the weather is so varied in one day that you might be a jacket in the morning and shorts by the afternoon. July is typically the driest month, and the winter months of December and January are usually the wettest. It is influenced by the Atlantic Ocean, so the Irish weather is just very varied. It depends on ocean currents and wind, so definitely check out your weather forecast. The five-day forecast will give you a really good idea of what to pack. Killarney itself does offer free Wi-Fi service from the town center itself. It ranges throughout most of the main streets, but there are a few places that you're not going to be able to get access. You can access free Wi-Fi for 30-minute intervals, so don't expect to constantly be using it. Keep in mind, though, you're on vacation. You shouldn't be constantly using the Wi-Fi. A valid passport is the only valid form of identification required for entering Ireland. So keep in mind, you do need a passport. I know many of you already know that, but unfortunately, some people don't know that, so that's why I state it. Something to be aware of is the electric current in Europe is different than the one here in the U.S. as far as the volts. You're going to want to get a European adapter. I bought mine off of Amazon super cheap. I prefer the one that has multiple plugs and USB plugins. Usually that's around $25, so super cheap. But definitely feel free, check out my blog. There's so much more information. Lovethelittlethings.blog. The most important thing when you are traveling is to remember that you're on vacation. It's okay if you get lost. It's okay if you get turned around. Maybe you're going to find that little place along the road that you wouldn't have found otherwise. The greatest thing is you get to choose. So don't forget to love the little things in your own life. Have a wonderful day.